Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be clouds and a chance for some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. High of about 83 degrees. Currently in Kenosha, cloudy 73, 69 in Burlington, 74 in Milwaukee, partly cloudy in Racine, also 74 degrees. The Northern Illinois community of Fox Lake mourning the loss of Police Lieutenant Joe Glinowitz, who was shot and killed, of course, while engaging three suspicious individuals. Hundreds gathered for a vigil last night at a local park, including his grief-stricken widow, Melody.
He was the most wonderful, caring, and loving father to our boys. My world got a little bit smaller with his passing. He will truly be missed by all of us. Thank you, everybody.
The search continues for the three men involved in the killing of Lieutenant Glinowitz. It's expanded to other communities, even into parts of southern Wisconsin. Hours of surveillance videos have been reviewed thus far in that case. Meanwhile, the Lake County Sheriff's Office believes the three suspects are no longer in that immediate area. The search involving the northern Illinois border communities, a couple of them in that area, it was one that took place last night, a big search. It was not related, though, to the Fox Lake case, according to an official with the Lake County Sheriff's Office. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth says in addition to offering assistance for the search in Illinois, he deployed his tactical response team and specialized vehicles in conjunction with regular patrols along the border. They responded to a number of calls about suspicious circumstances, Beth ordering additional uniform patrol units to the area, even putting the tactical unit on alert status. Commander Troy Knutson with the Rock County Sheriff's Office says they are also being very vigilant, being only 50 miles away from Fox Lake. He says their community's been told watch for any suspicious activity or individuals, stating they would rather receive 100 phone calls that turn out to be nothing than not get one that leads to the killers being arrested. In Kenosha, police looking into an armed robbery yesterday afternoon during which a 70-year-old man was struck in the head with a gun. Lieutenant Brad Hetlett says the victim was at an apartment and showing it to a couple of prospective tenants on 52nd Street. The victim was hit with the handgun, his phone, his keys, his wallet, all taken. Victim taken to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The two suspects were not found. A very deadly month on Wisconsin roads so far this year. In fact, August was the deadliest. Here's the story from Bob Haig.
The Wisconsin DOT says 61 people died in traffic crashes last month, 7 fewer than August of last year and 4 fewer than the 5-year average for the month, though August, on average, has been the worst month for traffic fatalities over the past 5 years. As of August 31st, a total of 356 people have died in Wisconsin traffic crashes this year, including 54 motorcycle drivers, 2 motorcycle passengers, 24 pedestrians, and 9 bicyclists. Traffic deaths through the end of August were 39 more during the same period last year, but 2 fewer than the 5-year average. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And some of the folks living around 39th Street and 14th Avenue in Kenosha had an interesting time last night, told to evacuate because of a gas leak. Somebody using a post hole digger apparently ruptured a line about a quarter to 8 last evening. Smell of gas was quite evident when fire crews got there. They staged 2 blocks away as a precaution, with a call for We Energies to send a repair crew as quickly as possible. A handful of homes nearby were contacted about evacuating. The utility's representatives did arrive about 8 o'clock, and by 8:15, the safety zone created by law enforcement and firefighters, that was being cleared. Revitalization efforts over the past few years on Racine's lakefront and partnerships that financially allowed them to take place recognized by local, state, even national officials during a ceremony yesterday afternoon, dredging the small boat basin and using the material to fill in the old Bell Harbor Marina, along with resurfacing Pershing Drive and the boat ramp reconstruction and repairing the South Breakwater. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss noting the large grant for dredging initially got rejected in joint finance. With local bipartisan efforts, reverse course on that.
For the people who don't even understand the opportunity for us to really work together, that's what we're always making sure that we try to find ways to say thank you. A lot of people work together to make this happen. The public sector, the private sector, government, the city, the county, believe it or not, the city, the county, Republicans and Democrats all working together. It's something that should happen an awful lot more, and hopefully it will.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave pledging to support the ongoing maintenance of what he called this outstanding resource and lakefront that we have.
Whether it's all the events that we do, we will continue to provide first-class and world-class services to the lakefront. Our children and our children's children will be able to enjoy the South Breakwater, the boat launch, the marina, Pershing Park, and more and that is an accomplishment we can all be proud of in the future.
Mayor John Dickert said the various projects would never have occurred without the local, state, federal coordination and, of course, all the grant money. EPA Region 5 Administrator Susan Hedman mentioning the restoration grants for Racine have paid off big time for the Pershing and Samuel Myers Parks projects. Former state legislator, county official Jim Rooney, now chairing the State Waterways Commission, and Racine Harbor Commission received a plaque for many years of supporting lakefront improvements. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's going to be touring the RootWorks project site in Racine along the Root River this afternoon. She's the author of legislation to boost waterfront revitalization efforts, supporting community efforts to make the most of water resources by attracting water-dependent industries and investments that leverage water sustainability while also revitalizing neighborhoods plus enhancing recreation and tourism. Wisconsin State Senator, make that state lawmaker, Corey Mason, he's from the Racine area. He's been talking about Waukesha's request to access water from the Great Lakes. He's not for it. Waukesha has applied for an exemption to allow it to divert up to 16 million gallons per day from Lake Michigan. Mason says it's the first request of its kind since the Great Lakes CONCAP became law in 2008.
And there's a lot of concern across the Great Lakes, all eight states, that this application may not comply with the high standards that are in the Great Lakes Compact.
Waukesha officials arguing their request well within the requirements of the compact. Mason says the plan to provide water to surrounding communities would return treated water to Lake Michigan through the Root River in Racine. More than 100 jobs going to be lost in Sturgeon Bay this fall with the closing of Palmer Johnson Yachts. The luxury boat builder informing the Department of Workforce Development is going to be shutting down the company at the end of October. It's expected to be completely out of that business by the end of the fourth quarter. Milwaukee Bucks President Peter Fagan's going to be at UW Parkside's Executive in Residence program on Thursday, September the 24th. His day will begin with a breakfast gathering to honor students from the Parkside Business Program. Then he'll give two presentations for students, faculty, staff, and members of the community. A lunch with campus leadership and members of various university advisory boards will conclude the day for him. And it's going to be a busy end of the summer travel season, but the late Labor Day weekend may actually keep the number of folks traveling this year down, at least according to Wisconsin AAA's Nick Jarmus. He indicates that travelers are going to be paying a little bit more when it comes to things like hotel rooms and stuff like that this year.
We're looking at about a 2% increase in the cost of a average rated lodging compared to this time last year.
Nationwide, about 35 million Americans expected to be traveling for the upcoming holiday weekend. WRJN.com, our webpage for our local news in podcast form. They're in the local news section. At WRJN News is how you get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.